An update now on the troubling situation in the Horn of Africa. Jeffrey Gettleman joins us, East Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. This morning, Jeffrey, it's the story of a battlefield amidst a killing field, but there's hope. Describe what's happening.
Well, we've seen a remarkable change in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia, in the last few days. This Islamic group, the Shabab, which had been controlling a big portion of the city, suddenly pulled out on Saturday. And Mogadishu is now in the hands of a transitional government, which has been struggling for years. The city is now in the government's control for the first time in years.
And this is because of the famine or because of setbacks of Shabab by African peacekeepers? Or perhaps they're just vanishing to fight another day amidst this terrible humanitarian crisis?
Nobody really knows. There's a famine going on right now in Somalia. It's one of the worst crises in the last 20 years. There have been there's been more pressure on the Shabab to do something about the famine. They have blocked aid groups from getting to some of the hardest hit areas. But like you said, at the same time, the Shabab have taken a lot of hits in the past few months. Some of their commanders have been killed. An African Union peacekeeping force in Mogadishu has beaten them on the battlefield. So this seems to be the culmination of several factors. But it's not clear what's going to happen. Somalia still is home to countless freelance gunmen and militias and a host of other problems.
Here's Ron Redmond, the UNHCR, that's the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, East Africa spokesman, describing the chaotic situation and the ticking clock, in humanitarian terms, in Mogadishu.
Many people have fled Mogadishu. I mean, it's the most dangerous city in the world. So when you see 100,000 people going into the most dangerous city in the world over the last couple of months, that's a sign of the desperation that people are facing in Somalia today.
Ron Redmond there making the point that if people are going to Mogadishu, it must be desperate. If this situation militarily has changed, do aid agencies have the capability of helping in time?
Well, the hope is with the Shabab leaving Mogadishu, it will be a little easier to work there. But we can't forget the worst off parts of Somalia are rural areas that are still in the Shabab's control. So until those places are accessible, there's going to be a lot of deaths from the famine.
On the line from Nairobi, Kenya, watching the situation in Somalia, the refugee situation in Kenya, still people streaming from the Horn of Africa into Kenya, which actually is technically a part of the Horn of Africa. Jeffrey?
Yeah, there's still thousands of people that are fleeing Somalia to go to Ethiopia and Kenya. This whole region is suffering from a drought, even within Kenya, where aid workers can move around pretty easily. People are starving, animals are dying, communities are really in crisis. So by all accounts, it looks pretty bad across the region.
A humanitarian disaster in Somalia that has transformed the political situation, a possible hopeful sign there from Jeffrey Gettleman, who's East Africa Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, a transitional government in place in Mogadishu, Somalia, aid agencies beginning to work. Well, the question is there time to save the millions of people believed to be threatened, according to the United Nations? Jeffrey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.